Hi, it's John Shanahan, host of the Hypnagogue podcast. I need a small favor from you with this show, if you don't mind. So it's episode 499, and 499 is feeling, well, it feels like it's living in the shadow of 500. It's feeling a little insecure about the fact that this big, you know, theoretical landmark show is coming up, and it's just, you know, the one before it. And obviously, it's going to be a good show. There's going to be great music coming your way. But it's just feeling a little, you know. So if you could just be like a little nice to it and just let it know that it's good too, I we'd both really appreciate it. All right. Oh, and don't tell it we had this conversation, okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
It has been a little while since we had ourselves a mid-show chat, so I figured I would pop in here real quick and talk to you about the six or so tracks. We've got seven tracks that you've heard here in the first half of Hypnagogue Podcast 499. We started off with Ludwig Cymbrelius. The album is called Moon Shadows, and I have chosen a track that lets me kick off this particular voiceover segment, mangling someone else's language. So that track was called Langten efter at leva, von floden till havet, which means the longing to live from the river to the sea. Claudio Crispo brought us back to that funky feeling like we had last time with Play Along off of Quicksilver. After that was guitarist Geiger von Mueller. Gonna be honest, I have been sent quite a bit of Geiger stuff over the years, and it never quite resonated with me. And as you know, if it doesn't resonate with me, it ain't going on the show, because I'm afraid it won't resonate with you. But I got his latest, Neo-Cubist Blues, and I'm still on the fence about it. Kind of have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with it. It's kind of experimental, slide guitar, a lot of very, very short pieces. But this one, Europa, caught my ear, and I thought, yeah, okay. Let's give him a chance, shall we? Hope you enjoyed it. After that brand new stuff from Steve Austin Rose, I mean, I think he sent this to me by the time you're hearing this, maybe a week and a half beforehand, but I put the album on right away because I like Steve's stuff and I really like this album. And I was hard-pressed to decide which track to give you, so I gave you one called Further. After that, A.S. Herub with Ovum Phenesis from... It's the word vitriol, but it's all in caps, and there's a period after every every letter. So, you know, however you want to take that. The funny thing is, I went into this folder to get the track out, and hiding in this track was a folder titled Johnny Lipford, who is an entirely different artist. If you were here a while back, you may remember the weird thing that I had happen where a whole bunch of people's folders got stuffed under the wrong name, and we did a whole episode with just the artists who had been trapped in this other folder. I had the Johnny Lipford albums in another folder, and they're in the library, and they were fine. But I chuckled at myself to see that somewhere along the line I had done it again. After that, Paul Ellis and Pabellón Sintético off of Veiled Portraits. That was The Cruel Beauty of Time and Space. And we closed out with, all right, not sure how to pronounce it. I'm going to go with Centropy, because here's the thing. It's C, and then a Cyrillic N, like the backwards N, and then tropy. So I don't know what it's supposed to be, and I've never asked. I'm going to go with Centropy. Off of the self-titled album, and that was the Data Rebel remix of the track Sway. We got more time to fill here on Hypnagogue Podcast 499, and it gets filled like this.
Thank you.
If you take a look at the timer, you will see that it appears that I made up for the time I took up, your time that I took up, talking in the middle of the show. But actually, it's just that I recently came across that last track, and I really wanted to add it here because I thought it would be a nice way to go out. And I had not looked at where we were prior to putting that in, or how long the track really was. I'm thinking that you weren't complaining. I'm just explaining what happened. Here in the second set of Hypnagogue Podcast 499, we kicked off with Here. That's the artist's name, Here. The track is My Heart Has a Home. That's off of Acceptance. Got a nice new album. Dino Pacifici, you have heard here many, many times. I really enjoyed Dino's music. He did a collaboration with someone whose name I do not know, Teresa Bentley, and they call it Soft Winds. It's an excellent album, and I chose the piece Poetic Solitude. Another name that you definitely know is Michael Whalen. You've heard him here a number of times. He's had a string of great albums in the past couple of years. It's just fantastic to listen to. This one I really enjoy, Standing Near Infinity, and that track was Love Unspoken. I don't know why I said it like that. Unspoken. After that, Andrew M. Edwards with The Center of the Sky. That is the title track from an album called... Yeah. After that, Ali O.D. I never know how to pronounce that. D? Dai? Dai? Coming out of me is more like duh. But Ali O.D. and Parallel Worlds, album from a couple years back called The Utopian Blossom, that was Introspective Oceans.
Hey, everyone, it's me. It's John calling in on another line. I just finally thought to go to Google Translate and check it out. It's Ali O'Dai. It means another day. Just wanted to get that in there. So let's get back to the show.
Then it was Nowarians with an album title that I love. This is Not an Acceptable Lullaby. And I played a couple of tracks off that album over the years. And that track there was called Swiss House on Fire. After that, another album that every time it comes on in shuffle lately in the holding tanks, I'm like, oh, well, this is just lovely. And it is. It's Andrew Heath. And the album is called Airships and Aeronauts. That was Studies in Aviation. And the track that I just had to stick on to the end of this show to extend your listening experience. Another new one from Visible Light. The album is called Sierra de Luquillo, A Living Soundscape, and that track was Medianoche. That means midnight. I knew that. I knew that even without looking it up, actually. Now I should probably look it up to make sure I didn't make myself sound like an asshole. Hold on. Yeah, okay, good thing. I don't look like that. I was correct. The hold music is one of many of the, I don't want to call them inside jokes, the bits that have occurred here on the Hypnagogue podcast over the years that I go back to because they amuse me. And I say that by way of noting that in case you can't do math, took a blow to the skull or something, I don't know. The end of 499 means the next one is the 500th episode. Which, again, is a weird thing to say out loud. I have played with the idea of kind of laying down some thoughts on having done 500 shows. But I also think that would be incredibly boring to listen to. So that's probably not going to happen. It's just a hobby, folks. It's a hobby. It keeps me occupied. I do it every couple of weeks. And you get to listen to great music. Ta-da! Anyway, I still need to put 500 together. I am still thinking about how to go about that. Can guarantee it will be a minimum of 2 weeks before you hear that episode. I'm hoping not to go beyond that, but just in case, brace yourselves. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, we are almost at the 2-hour mark on this pig, so it's time to, as my friend says, stop brushing the cow and take it to the fair. My name is John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. And until we get together for our 500th celebration of music, I bid you all peace and power.